SBS Filipino.
Sa kaunting pagpaplano, ang paggugol ng panahon kasama ng mga apo ngayong bakasyon ay maaaring maging puno ng saya. Mapasining, kultura, sa labas o mas gustong manatili sa bahay, maraming paraan upang manatiling puno ng saya ang pagbisita ng mga apo sa kanilang mga lolo at lola ngayong tag-init. Sa isang multicultural Christmas carols event sa Logan, masayang ginugugol ni Gurbir Singh Chabra at Sarbjit Kaur ang masayang kapaligiran kasama ang kanilang mga apo. Ito ay isang aktibidad para sa pamilya na kanilang hinihintay sa bawat panahon ng tag-init.
25 December, that Christmas ceremonies, that good.
Para sa kanilang mas matatandang apo, si Gurbir at si Sarbjit ay masaya na ginugugol ang oras kasama nila.
They're talking with us and playing with us. We go for a walk together.
Para sa residente ng Rochdale, Debbie Cox, bukod sa karaniwang pagbisikleta, paglangoy sa pool at mga pagmunta sa tabing dagat, nakapagplano na siya ng mga partikular na aktibidad para sa kanyang 4 at 6 na taong gulang na mga apong babae.
We're doing papier-mâché, which is the paper, newspaper and glue. We're going to make our own little survival kit of bowls and plates and cups. And that takes a while to do, so every day they come back and put another layer on, and at the end we paint them. And they'll play with that like a tea set in the end.
Kung nais mo na mga pang-edukasyon na gawain, tumingin lamang sa iyong mga lokal na aklatan. Si Thom Browning, ang Program Officer for Young People and Families sa State Library of Queensland. Sinabi niya, mga aklatan sa buong Australia ay kadalasang may mga programa upang mapabuti ang karunungang bumasa at sumulat ng mga bata sa lahat ng edad.
Like for instance, here in Queensland at the moment, we've got the First Five Forever Literacy Program, which is really about providing opportunities for young children and their families to come on in, play, sing, read, and have those kind of enriching experiences that are A, really fun and enjoyable for everyone, but also kind of deliver those early literacy outcomes, which are really important.
Mayroong mahigit sa 1,600 pampublikong aklatan sa buong bansa. Ngunit hindi mo na talaga kailangan na nasa isang library upang hikayatin ang iyong mga apo sa mga programa sa literasiya. Lalo na sa panahon ngayon na ang lahat ay online.
Every year, over the summer, public libraries all across Australia run a program called the Summer Reading Club. And that's a program that's online and it's designed to try and keep children engaged in reading over those summer months when they're not at school. There is a known phenomenon called the summer slide where children's learning can drop off in those months in between school. And of course, it's important for them to have their own time and be playing, but it's a good opportunity too to reinforce that love of reading and kind of make some time to continue that.
Sa Sydney, ang Australian Museum ay may mga programa para sa mga bata mula sa edad na 9 na buwan pataas. Sinabi ni Cordelia Huff, creative producer ng mga programa ng mga bata, kabilang sa pinakakapanapanabik na programa sa tag-init na ito, ang isang napakalaki na sinaunang nila lang.
During summer, we have Mammoth Giants of the Ice Age on, which is a family exhibition featuring a 42-year-old 1,000 baby mammoth, little Luba, who's perfectly preserved, and it's the first time she's come to the Southern Hemisphere. We've got a science show where a presenter tries to send the Earth into another ice age using liquid nitrogen. We get families sleeping over at the museum, and we'll go on a torchlight tour.
Inirerekomenda niya na dalhin ang inyong mga maliliit na bata sa mga botanikong hardin kung gusto mong lumabas at maglakad-lakad.
The Botanic Garden runs a lot of activities that grandparents and children will enjoy and it's nice to actually get outside learning about nature in context, in nature.
At para kay Debbie Cox, abala siya kasama ng kanyang mga apo sa mga gawaing malapit sa kalikasan sa pamamagitan ng paghahardin.
We have a vegetable garden which they love to do and to eat from and this year we're putting in a lot of flowers in the front and I have a heap of weeding so I'll be really, really happy to see them come and help me with that. They love to ride around and climb rocks and things while we're doing it so we even take our cups of tea and our morning tea out and make it a, like, a, it's a big, like it's a big deal and they don't know any different, so they really enjoy it.
Iminumungkahi niya na isulat o lista ang mga masasayang alaala na nalikha ng magkasama upang mag-iwan ng pangmatagalang pakiramdam.
So before bed, we talk about how good the day was and what we can write down to remember. It can be as simple as I really appreciated that fantastic ice cream we had today. It was really yummy. Or it can be something about each other. I appreciate how my sister helped me when I fell down or something like that. And it, when they go back and read these things, it really helps to cement the family together.
sbs.com.au/Filipino.